Welcome to Game Chat, guys. The three of us, just the three of us.
Very good.
let's see here. But we did get, we got a new person in on Sunday to the West Coast meeting. Nice. She came in for the game. So, yeah, it's just kind of different people coming in at different times, which is kind of nice. They just kind of pick and choose, which is fun. Yeah, so Night in the Woods. Part one. What did you guys think? General thoughts.
I'm still trying to figure out what the name of this game means.
Night in the Woods. Well, the game is like five parts in, so it might be revealed later on. Like maybe like halfway through, you're like, okay, they're finally spending a night in the woods.
I just have a feeling that May just got drunk in college and passed out and has just been dreaming this whole thing.
No.
And that it's gonna, like, she's on the end of part five, she's gonna wake up like alone in the woods outside of her college or something.
That's so funny. That would be interesting for sure. Definitely interesting. Yeah, the title is kind of like, I've thought about that myself at times. I'm just like, okay, like, is this going to be the night in the woods? Like, are they going to, like, are they spending the night in the woods now? How about now? I kind of think that it might have something to do with maybe what she did. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe it's something like why she left college, or maybe something like they keep alluding to something she did in high school, like before she left.
Yeah.
So maybe it has something to do with that. And then also, isn't there like a person missing as well?
Yes.
Like, so who knows? Like, eventually, like, the clues are going to start falling together and you'll be like, oh, okay, that's what that was about. Hopefully. Franco, what did you think?
Interesting. I immediately know why you like this game so much, Steph, because you are May.
I am May. Yeah. It's pretty, yeah. Pretty incredible.
Smart Aleck sense of humor and the comebacks.
Yeah. I mean, I pretty much clicked with May like immediately. I was like, oh yeah, this character. Yeah, I get her. Yeah, especially as someone who's experienced that. Well, not experienced dropping out of college, but going back to back home after college, and you know, and just like experiencing that kind of like, oh, so you're back in West Virginia, huh? You're back in Charleston. Well, oh, you're working at a daycare. You know, what about that art degree that you got? You know, so yeah. Yeah, so I do definitely have a soft spot in my heart for May. she is my current gaming spiritual animal.
Wow, I can see that.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, the gameplay is a little simplistic, but I think it's neat. I know now that never to play Rock Band with a controller.
I loved it.
You know, I will say that the controls on the PC using a keyboard are pretty clunky. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting. So it must have been probably made for console.
I mean, it,
or controller play.
You know, the controls are extremely simple. It's, you know, left, right, up, down, jump, and then just an action button for like one action button for absolutely everything. So.
Yeah. Like I mean everything seems pretty smooth as far. Now, as far as, are you playing it on console or computer, Franco?
I am playing it on the PS4, so
yeah. So
it's not too bad with the controller, except for the Rock Band episode. So it's just like one button for everything, and then one button to jump, and you know, just a stick for moving up and down and left and right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I loved the Rock Band segment. Can I just go on file for saying that I loved it? I enjoy it so much. Like, I started playing the second part just to play ahead a bit, and there's another one. There's another band practice that I've came across so far, and yes, I love it. I don't know why. I just really enjoy it.
Yeah, I played ahead a little bit too, and I got to that part as well. I think I did a little better on that one because I was getting the hang of it more, but there's still it's almost like it goes out of the way to trip you up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
When it adds that fourth key, that's when it kills you. Three I can handle. It's like three balls. Three balls I can handle.
So for the second song, when you're playing on the computer and the keyboard, it's 1, 2, 3, and 4. Mm-hmm. I can handle 1, 3, and 4. It's when they put 2 in is when it really screws me up.
Oh yeah.
And it's crash and burn. It's like the song just keeps going and it's like, where am I? Where am I doing?
I know, yeah.
It's very frustrating when you miss because then it's like the Jenga, the whole thing collapses underneath.
Yeah.
But the other game was pretty neat. I went on the computer and played that little demon thing game or whatever.
Yeah, I got to a part where it was like those rock things that you destroy and then it like turns into tiny little ones.
Yes.
So I hit one of them. And then I couldn't move, and they constantly started attacking me, and then I died, and I'm like, I've had enough of this game.
it reminded me a lot of Binding of Isaac.
Oh, yep.
But yeah, I didn't play for too long. I know Michelle was saying that she played it for like a half hour.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was, you know, a little bit fun, but then I'm just like, I want to play, like, I always get a little, like, games inside of games are always a little, not frustrating to me, but I'm always like, I want to get back to the game that I actually started, you know, was playing this about. Like, I don't want to play a game inside of a game, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
but I do think it's fun that they put it in there, you know, because, you know, it gives someone, it's kind of realistic, you know, in a way to where it's like, well, of course there'd be like some kind of game on there, and the little chat windows that are open that you can open up, and the weird, oh my gosh, the weird little
the sharkle.
Yes, like the paperclip, like the old word paperclip.
I just wish it did more.
Sharkle. I was like, what is that? I was like, oh my god, it's like that stupid paperclip that would be at the edge of your screen on your computer and be like, can I help you? And you're like, no, get out of here.
There are so many great memes on the internet for that thing. the paperclip.
Clippy.
Oh, really? Yeah. Clippy. Yeah. And then I like the little like news icon, the little onion or something where it gave you like top news in the area. That was interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying it. I'm definitely enjoying it. And pardon me if my voice cuts out, if my audio cuts out, just keep going. Because like my internet connection here is like the worst ever. But I'm enjoying it so far. I like, you know, we were talking on Sunday about just the attention to detail, you know, just the fun little things that are kind of added in there, not really to further the story, but to just make it an interesting experience, like her thoughts on things, or even just like walking down the street and you see the cars pass. And Michelle was saying that she actually stood there for a bit, like to see if any of the cars like repeated themselves. And she was like, even staying there for like not too long, but staying there for a bit, like none of it, they didn't, like it was different cars, different characters, you know, going across the screen. And and like the leaves on the ground whenever you're walking, and the leaves just kind of fly up and, I mean, it's almost like playing like an interactive, like, I mean, of course, it's like not childish content, you know, I mean, like what they're, so they're talking about, like, you know, can be, you know, kind of young adult, but
yeah,
it's almost like playing like an interactive, like Richard Scary Book, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the graphics and, I'm definitely enjoying it so far, but like, and especially like the, just the situation, you know, like, you know, Michelle was talking about, like, you know, cause, I don't know about you guys, but like we grew up in like small towns. And so, you know, just the depiction of that kind of small town life and just people sticking their nose into your business when they really should, like, really they shouldn't be, you know, just neighbors being like, so, you know, you're back, you're visiting, you know? And, you know, and like the mom working at the church as like a secretary. Whoa, magic.
Yeah.
Stanton is pure magic. It's confirmed. But so far, yeah, but just like the liver, and like Michelle pointed out, like the people standing outside the telemarketing place just smoking cigarettes, like looking like they hate their life, which is pretty accurate of anyone who's ever worked at a telemarketing place. Like, it's, yeah, death trap. But
that and did you run into the civic members having the discussion about the monument or whatever? And
yes, it's a very accurate depiction of small town life and like, and small town people and growing up in that and just how you feel, I guess, like with May, like how you feel, like kind of like how I felt like coming back from college and going back to my small town that I grew up in. And you know, you kind of fall back into that like kid role and people, you know, remember things that you did. Of course I didn't do anything because I'm an angel in high school, you know.
Never found an arm in the street?
No, so funny. But yeah, I love how the arm, how, I mean, it hasn't even been really that, like, it was never like a traumatizing experience. It was like, oh my gosh, there was an arm in this, like,
it's like, oh, like, cool, I'm gonna poke it with a stick.
Yeah. Oh, there's an arm, you know. And then like I think the only thing that pointed it out was her dad. Later on, he was like, so I heard you had some excitement today. I heard you found an arm in the street. And May's like, yeah, we did. And then I love her journals as well, where she writes in her journal and she makes like little pictures. And
I was like, oh boy, this game got all David Lynch all of a sudden.
Yeah. Well, there's an arm.
Yep. You know, suddenly.
I think the strongest and best part about this game overall, though, is the writing.
Yes.
The dialogue.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, I mean, just the interactions alone between May and her parents are just amazing.
Yep. Spot on. And like the different friends that she has are so like, you, I think most people can look at those friends and be like, I have a friend that's like that. Yeah. I have a friend that's like Greg. I have a friend that, you know, I have a friend that's kind of like B, you know, that kind of seems like an outsider and, you know, is kind of with the group because she has history with them. But then, you know, she's not really exactly like those people anymore, but she still hangs around them. But yeah. The writing is definitely very good. It's very good.
Yeah. Wow. I always make sure, to take the mother conversations all the way till it wasn't anything
left
to be said. Same thing with the dad too.
Yeah. I love, as I said, they're spot on. Like the mom sometimes will be you know, kind of like overly invested in you, you know, and like been like, you know, ask you questions. And other times, like, May would tell her something and she wouldn't even be paying attention. She'd be like, oh, that's nice, honey.
Yeah.
That's good. And it's like, that's so how it works. That's so how it works. Because, you know, it's often, you know, times that I find with my own mom or with my own, well, yeah, with my mom especially, like, I'll start saying something. And, you know, and like, and I'll be in a talkative mood and she'll be in a more kind of like passive, kind of like non-engaged mood of being like, oh, that's good. That's nice. You know, and other times when she's very talkative, I'm like, okay, that's enough. You know,
well, she's dealing with adult stuff like numbers and budget and everything. So.
Yeah, yeah. And the dad is cool. I like the dad. He seems very kind of like, you know, kind of like backseat parenting of sorts. You know,
yeah.
Of course, you know, May, I guess, is, you know, out, you know, college age, you know, but so, you know, he's kind of like backseat parenting her and, you know, and like, so tell me about your day. Yeah.
Although I was surprised. I mean, when the game, she kind of dropped, you know, a little, you know, I don't know if these guys got the same, you know, well, quick sec, you know, it's good to see that they have some dialogue choices, but, hold on.
Call for Mark McLean.
Mark's calling Frank. Good old Mark. I love Mark. He's great.
And the quick, I swiped. All right.
He's great.
Now he lives in infamy. where was I? Oh, but she kind of drops her bomb or that, you know, it's like, well, yeah, he doesn't drink anymore because, he was going to be a harm to us or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, yeah.
I must have missed that. She said the dad doesn't drink anymore because he was going to be a harm.
Yeah, because when you talk to the bear, what's his name? Angus?
Yes.
And she's like, hey, you know, my dad knows your dad, and you know, he used to hang out at the bar with him, and then, you know, he stopped because he was going to be a danger to my mom and myself.
Oh, you know, I think I do remember that, actually. I do remember that conversation. It didn't quite register, I guess, beloved. Yeah.
I was like, wow, this got dark really fast.
Yeah, that's what I thought, exactly. It's after she had a couple beers at the party.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah. Yeah, it just didn't register with me. That's crazy. Yeah, I like those little things thrown in that are kind of like, what? Wait a minute? Like, what are you, like,
right.
the whole thing with what May supposedly did before.
Yeah, put some kid in the hospital.
Yeah. But they haven't explained it yet. And it's like, but they just drop it in there. They're like, well, what, she's talking to a neighbor or something, and like, well, and it kind of builds up to it, because the first time you talk to someone and they're just like, yeah, well, you know, they kind of talk at her like she's a troublemaker. It's like, oh, okay, you know. Then someone's like, you know, when the neighbor's like, well, something about putting that kid in the hospital, you know. And I was like all passive aggressive, and it definitely drops stuff in there like that. They're kind of like, whoa, wait a minute. And like with B, you have conversations with B that are kind of like that too. Or like the whole thing with like her mom being like I think it happens the first part with her mom being dead. B's like, how can you forget that my mom is dead? Like, you know, when you're in the car ride with B.
Was she drunk at that time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was at the end of the party, B drives her home, and she's like, she kind of reveals why she's indifferent towards May. It's like, you know, you totally forgot that my mom died, you know?
Right. And like, yeah, May's like, because May the entire game has been like, sort of like mentioning her mom like two or three times. And B's always like, I gotta go. I gotta leave. But, I know Mason on Sunday was like, he was like, I want to know more about B. He was like, I want to, you know, and you do. I will say you do in part two. You learn more about B and get to see more of her character. But yeah, it's definitely, the characters are definitely interesting enough to where at least I do. I kind of want to know more about them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is B exactly? Is she I can't make up my mind. Was she a reptile, a crocodile? What is she, a bird? I don't know.
She looks like, she's an alligator, isn't she? Or some kind of like a reptile?
I would think so,
yeah. Yeah, I was trying to figure that out.
Like, just a bird. You know, Franco, have you seen birds? Or do they have
birds? Well, there's a couple birds in here.
You know, that's the weird thing about this game, too, is like everyone is clearly an animal, but then they talk about having pets like possums and dogs and cats and everything, and I'm like, but you are a cat, or are you?
It's kind of like it's definitely kind of taking a cue from kids shows of like Richard Scarry and like Arthur, you know, where it's like there are aardvarks, but I think like they had cats and dogs and but and I loved, oh my gosh, I love the part where the computer gets a virus on it.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, or you know, and it's like just porn, and the guy's like, and Angus, like, well, what were you doing with this computer? And he was like, nothing or something like that. Like, he was very like, I keep saying he, but May was very,
I went the honesty route. I said, I was looking at things that, you know,
what I did.
That you look at that you're not supposed to look at, you know. You know.
Yeah. Too funny. So funny. I'm interested to see, and I need, I was going to look that up for tonight, but I completely forgot. But I'm interested to see what the choices you make at the very beginning have to do with the rest of the game. Because at the beginning, it asks you, like, different questions. Like, if I remember correctly, like, I know that Michelle brought it up, and I was like, oh, yeah, I completely forgot about that. But I can't remember what they are.
Oh, yeah.
What, the ones at the mirror, or?
It was kind of just kind of random questions, and, like, you had to, like, pick a response. Yeah.
Who had, like, Aunt Malkop and everything, right?
Yeah, I think so. One cool thing is that where Michelle and Mason played, actually both were able to play it themselves and not like just go off each other, and they both made like different dialogue choices.
Okay.
And it did open up like new kind of conversations, like different conversations that you didn't get with one dialogue choice, but you get with another one. So the dialogue choices do have an effect, I guess. Which is definitely good. Let's see here. Oh no, that's stuff that I'm not to yet. So that's not I'd be interested to know how big the team was that worked on this. So, anything else that kind of stood out to you guys? What were your, did you have any, like, favorite parts or, you know, or a favorite character even?
No, I'm enjoying May. See where it goes. I was just a little nervous about the first time you get to leave the house, and it's like, oh my god, big decision, left or right?
Yeah, I know.
And then I find out I don't know why I chose left, which is the right choice, but if you go right, there's just construction work and you can't go right.
Yeah, I keep going right every time I leave the house just to make sure that nothing's change.
Oh yeah, me too.
It's the completionist in us.
It's like maybe the construction worker's finished, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it says one of the main developers of the game names Richard Scarry as an influence for the game. And Flannery O'Connor, Mary Blair, Mike Mignola, which I don't really know who that is, and Chris Ware. But I recognize Flannery O'Connor and Richard Scarry. Mary Blair, I think that's an author, I think. I'm going to sound really dumb. Really dumb. Looks like it was a fairly small team that worked on it. But anyways. Yeah, I was looking at this.
The only thing that was slightly in the beginning, it was the jumping thing. And I'm like, oh boy, I hope this isn't the whole game.
Yeah.
Jump, jump, jump. Miss a jump. Go back. Do it again.
Now, where was that?
When you're in the very beginning, when you're jumping on the little pirate ship to get over to the wire or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think it's neat how they utilize May being a cat.
Yeah.
To be like, yes, she wants to jump on things because people are like, because her mom's like, don't be jumping on those wires. I don't want you to be jumping on those poles and those wires outside.
Yeah, so-and-so like, got fried. It's like they said that, they said it in the paper, fried.
Exactly.
And it's like she can't form adjectives or something like that anymore.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And then, actually, I think that's in the second part. But then May says something in response, and her mom's like, see, that's the exact kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I am enjoying that sense, that humor in this game.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to look up those questions and for next week, because I swear. But I'm definitely interested to see if the choices affect things in the long run, or if it's just for, different conversation results.
Right.
But I mean, it seems pretty straightforward as far as like main story goes for the time being.
And then the other thing too, and I mean, this is more in the second part, but like you have the decision of who to hang out with. So
yes,
it's kind of interesting. Could it be interesting to see what happens there?
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed that I was kind of like, I kind of wish, anyways, I won't go into that because that'll be next week.
Yeah.
But I chose one before I really realized, before I was like, oh, this completely, like, I thought maybe, like, I could choose it and be like, hey, yeah, let's hang out. And I'd be able to check with the other person to see, like, what they're up to. But then it just went straight to the hangout session. And I was like, okay, well, I guess so-and-so is just going to have to be on their own this evening.
Yeah.
It'll just be this person. But, so definitely something to consider, Franco, when you're going into part two.
Okay.
That, yeah.
Did anybody
still at your options? What?
Did anybody not have dinner with the parents? The taco dinner, or?
Oh, I had tacos.
So did I.
I think I did. I think I did.
Makes you throw up afterwards, but.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Well, yeah, I wonder if you didn't have dinner, did you not throw up, or maybe it just didn't really matter.
It's like, the thing is, though, it's like, how do you pass up tacos?
That's true. Really.
Someone offers you a taco, of course you're going to take it.
Right.
Yeah.
Did it ever say why she threw up?
Because she drank too much.
Yeah.
I don't know if I had taco dinner then. I don't know if I had tacos then, because then I don't remember.
She tries to talk to her crush, and she can't do it, and then they tell her to go sit on the stump and chill out, and then she throws up.
She goes on a rant for about.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know if I had the taco dinner then. But yeah. Yeah, that rant was fun.
Because the family that tacos together, Rocco's together. That's such a dad joke too, and it was great.
I just love Yeah, I just love, like, how things are set up in this game. Like, it just, like, because it seems so, like, you know, friendly and so, like, you know, kind of kiddish, you know, when you're playing it, you're like, yeah, and then it kind of just brings in these very kind of real, such like getting drunk at a party, you know, and throwing up and just kind of, and having this crush that you completely, like, you know, word through, you know, that you just word diarrhea, you know, too. Yeah. And then the whole thing with the computer and it being like, you know, getting viruses on it because of porn. And I was like, I just love that. I love, like, the faux innocence, you know, with, like, this, like, kind of very real underbelly.
Yep.
But, yeah. Yeah. So any closing thoughts? Anything left to discuss?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, it's good. Almost like a... furry version of Life is Strange without the special abilities.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no. I can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. For real. Yeah. I definitely get that feeling as well. So for next week, we'll just be discussing part two. As of right now, I mean, so far I've been playing part two, and it seems like it's about the same length, I would say, as part one.
Seems longer to me, but I think that's just because I'm
doing every
little thing I can possibly do.
Okay.
So.
Have you played it all the way through?
No, not yet. I haven't even gotten past. Okay. I haven't even gotten to part three yet. So.
Well, then we're good. Yeah. So just play part two then, because I was kind of like, because I hadn't played ahead all the way, and I was like, I don't. And so Sunday they were like, okay, well, what's our stopping point? I'm like, I guess just play part two. That seems like a good answer.
Yeah.
But I kind of figured it would be about the same length or around that, you know, as part one. Like, but it's good. Good to know. Yeah. I played it for maybe like an hour, and it doesn't seem like that I'm, close to getting, you know, to a new area yet. So yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, so I've played 4 hours of it so far.
Yeah. So. Okay. It works. Yeah. It definitely works then.
So.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Well.
Okay.
So, part two, and see you guys next week.
Alright.
Alright. Beautiful.
Adios.
Bye.